Remarks of the President, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, 22 October 1952.
Appreciate very much this reception. I'm very glad to be with you this morning. It's a beautiful morning, but I've already been over half the state of Pennsylvania, going and coming, and I've enjoyed that too. I'm working day and night, in case you don't know it, for the Democratic ticket. But because I believe that we must elect people who will carry forward our programs to bring prosperity at home and world peace abroad. I hope you'll send Pat McGowan to Congress and elect Judge Bard to the Senate. If you have your own interest at heart, you'll elect Adlai Stevenson of Illinois President of the United States. He's a man of principle who tells you where he stands on the issue. He's a man you can trust. And his great record as governor of Illinois shows that he's well qualified to be president of the United States. Now, the Republican candidate won't tell you where he stands on the issues. He has a different policy for each of the 48 states. And he's asking you to sign a blank check. The general says one thing in the east, he says another thing in the west. What he says in the north is different from what he says in the south. His advisors are telling him that's smart politics. I won't say what I think about the morals of it, but I say I don't think it is even smart politics. I don't think the American people are going to be fooled that easily. I don't think they're going to let him get away with double talk. I've always thought that honesty is best in politics, just as it is anywhere else. I've gotten into trouble sometimes by saying just exactly what I thought. You may have heard something about that at one time or another. But I've stuck to my guns, and I know that it pays in the long run. The true facts finally get out to the people, no matter how much the one-party press tries to cover them up and distort them. It's absolutely necessary to have, as president, a man who has the backbone to stand firm for what is right. The president has to make many decisions that determine what happened to the people of this country. If he can't stand up against the pressures, or if he doesn't know what he's doing, he could plunge us into another depression, or even worse, he might get us into the Third World War. My friends, I don't think you can afford to take a chance on a man who has jumped around on the issues the way the Republican candidate has in this campaign. I'm asking you to weigh these issues carefully. I'm out going up and down the country trying to get people to think. I'm not running for anything. I'll be out of a job January the 20th, and I may be around trying to get you to get one for me. But I am very much interested in this great country of ours. I'm very much interested in the endeavor which I've been making for 7 years to get a world peace that'll stand up and last beyond your generation. If that can be done, we're facing the greatest age in history. And now, in order to face that age as we should, you should study the issues in this campaign. In my opinion, it's the most important campaign that we've gone through since the Civil War. It means the future of the world is at stake. The future of this great republic is at stake, and your own future is at stake. If you don't have somebody in the White House, and if you don't have a Congress who's looking forward instead of backward, you'll be in a bad way over the next 4 years. Now, if you just study this situation, as I'm begging you to, use your brains and your head. Then on the 4th of November, you'll go to the polls, you'll vote for the welfare of the free world. You'll vote for the forward-looking progress for this, the greatest republic in history. And you'll vote for your own interests. And if you do that, you can't help but vote the Democratic ticket and have 4 more years of good government in this country. You will send Adlai Stevenson to the White House. You will send a Democratic delegation from Pennsylvania to the Congress. And then things will go forward instead of backward. Thank you very much.